United States.
The public's interest. Pouches of resistance. A nicotine pouch has stimulated young men and the culture wars.
You have probably heard of Tucker Carlson, a former Fox News host. But what about Tucker Carlson? Mr. Carlson has earned the moniker for his enthusiasm for Zyn, a small white pouch placed between the lip and the gum that delivers a jolt of nicotine. He has called it a powerful work enhancer and also a male enhancer, if you know what I mean, and likened its effect to the hand of God reaching down and massaging your central nervous system. Thanks in part to Mr. Carlson, Zyn has become a symbol for a new boyish blend of conservative masculinity. Mr. Carlson is the most visible of Zinfluencers. They speak in a laddish lingo about popping a lip pillow, or Zimbabwe, on their upper decky or lower decky, the top or bottom gums. Cigarette smoking in America has plummeted since the 1960s, yet nicotine pouches are more popular than ever, albeit from a low base. Only 0.4% or so of Americans regularly partake, but pouch sales increased sixfold between 2019 and 2022. Consumers can choose from a bevy of brands such as On, Rogue and Velo, but Zyn accounts for 74% of the American nicotine pouch market, according to Philip Morris International, which owns the company that manufactures Zyn. In 2023, Zyn sales grew by 62%. In July, the firm said it will spend $600 million to build a new factory in Colorado to satisfy demand. In America, Zyn comes in a variety of flavours, including spearmint, coffee and menthol, with doses of 3 milligrams or 6 milligrams of nicotine. A cigarette, by contrast, contains around 13.5 milligrams of the chemical, of which a smoker absorbs 1 to 1.5 milligrams. Zyn's makers say the product provides a safe alternative to cigarettes and promote the pouches as a step toward a smoke-free future. But the little research so far is inconclusive on pouches' usefulness for quitting, and while in theory a smokeless tobacco-free pouch is safer than cigarettes, Zyn and its competitors may get more people hooked on nicotine, particularly youngsters. "We can't say it's a safe product," says Mary Harivna of Rutgers University. The public health conversation has predictably become polarised. In January, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, urged the government to investigate Zyn, which he called a pouch packed with problems. In response, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican congresswoman, called for a Zinsurrection. Conservatives contrast the left's negativity towards nicotine with its acceptance of marijuana. "Nicotine is politically incorrect," says Michael Knowles, a conservative commentator. A spokesperson for the National Republican Senatorial Committee wrote on X that Mr. Schumer's anti-Zyn zeal would make a lot of people single-issue Republican voters, or, as he might have said, single-issue ones.